Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Bidding for the Olympic Games is, in a way, an image-creating undertaking. The first and foremost thing is to let people fall in love with the city at first sight, attracting them by its unique image. What image does Beijing intend to create for itself once it has the opportunity to host the 2008 Olympics? It's known to all that the Beijing municipal government has already set the theme for the future games. New Beijing, Great Olympics. For me, the 2008 Olympics will be a great green Olympics, illuminated with two more special colors, yellow and red. First, yellow is a meaningful color. The Yellow River is China's mother river, and the credo of Chinese civilization. We are of the yellow race and descendants of the yellow emperor. This color has a special origin and great significance for the Chinese people. Beijing is the capital of New China and previously the capital for 9 dynasties in Chinese history. So yellow will naturally add splendor to the 2008 Games. Secondly, the 2008 Olympics will be a red pageant. Red is another traditionally cherished color for the whole country. We adore red. On big occasions, we like to decorate our homes in red. It's the color of double happiness, representing joyous moments, auspiciousness, enthusiasm, and prosperity. Red is one of the most suitable colors to describe the future of Beijing. Beijing, together with the whole country, is becoming more and more prosperous in the process of modernization. Should the 2008 Olympics be held in Beijing, the whole city will be a sea of red. The red torch, red flags, red flowers, and the radiant faces of millions of joyful people. Above all, the 2008 Olympics will be a green Olympics. Adding the green ingredient is essential in creating an appealing image. As we can't deny the fact that Beijing at the moment is not as green a city as what we like it to be. Striving for an environmentally appealing city has become a central task for all the citizens of Beijing. Big efforts have been made in pollution control, replanting, and beautification of the city. According to a project entitled the Green Olympic Action Plan, between 1998 and 2007, Beijing will have invested 100 billion RMB in preserving and protecting the environment. Some 12.5 million trees and over 1 million acres of grass will be planted along the Fourth Ring Road. By then, the city's green area will make up 40% of its total. The city will also dredge its reservoirs used as a water supply to Beijing residents, controlling industrial pollution and moving out the 200 factories presently located within the city proper. Certainly, all of this is no easy task, but I'm sure that all of us have confidence that we will realize these green goals. For now, we have the full support and participation of the environmentally conscious citizens. Each citizen is showing great concern for every one of the steps the city government takes. As the saying goes, united we stand, and a green Beijing will be achieved. When our aspiration becomes a reality, it will be a unique Olympics. New Beijing, Great Olympics, will be weaved of these three superb colors, yellow, red, and green. Let us welcome it and look forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you, contestant number 24. Well, let's find out which qualities you look for in a boyfriend.
Oh, well, all the audiences laughed because I think this is a really very unexpected question, not only to me and also to them. So, what qualities do I look for in a boyfriend? I think different people may come up with different answers because we have got different outlook towards life and the world. And according to some of my male friends, they ever complained to me that they were not so satisfied with their girlfriends. I'm sorry to say so, but according to them, their girlfriends were just seemed to be over-demanding because they were just trying to find someone who is able to cook delicious food or who can do all the housework, including washings and also cleanings of the house, and also especially good when they can do massages to them because the girls might get tired after a whole day's work. Well, I'm sorry to say, well, I feel sorry to these girls because to me, I think they are just trying to find first a good cook, then a good servant, and third, someone who is good at doing massage. Well, this sounds really perfect, but I have to say that I'm not this kind of girls. And what I look for, and well, actually, I think this is a personal question, but I do not really mind sharing my own requirements of boyfriends together with you. And what my requirements could be, mainly two things. He can be my soulmate. I don't think I need to explain more about the first point, because I think everyone is trying to find someone who is smart, who is well-educated, because they can always bring passion to your life. They can always come up with different ideas and can make you happy and bring excitement to your life. And for me, I'm just the same. And talking about the second point, I hope that I can find someone who can be also my soulmate, that I hope that we too can understand each other. I think this is very important in the relationship of these two people. I mean that I have come across, not myself, but my friends have come across this kind of situations that these two people, they have got differences towards one issue, and maybe one of them will say, no, I can't agree with you, and I can't stay with you any longer, so let's break up. And then they broke up. And I think why they did this is that they couldn't understand each other so well. And for me, I just want to find someone who can understand me well, and also I hope I can understand him well as well, yes. So these are the two main points that I, these are the two main requirements that I look for. Thank you.
Contestant number 24, thank you very much indeed for both your speeches. I loved your image of three colours for the Beijing Olympics. And you explained to us very clearly that Beijing has already gained a great deal as a city merely from bidding because mm-hmm. of all the changes that are taking place and all the improvements. And I just want you to imagine for a moment that you have been called in as an advisor to the city government. Mm-hmm. And if you were asked by them for any further suggestions as to what else could be done to make it even better, I wonder what you would say.
Thank you for your question mm-hmm. first. I think if I can be an advisor of the government, which is a great honor to me, I hope that I would just emphasize mainly on the environment. As I mentioned in my presentation that I do not think that Beijing is as green a city as what we like it to be. I mean that we're trying to build a green Beijing. And I think that the things I want to do is very simple. I want more trees to be planted. And also I want to see more green areas of the city. And these are the two things I'm only ask for. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, contestant number 24. I'd like to focus back on your boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming that you will eventually find someone with those qualities and that mm-hmm. you will be very happy. My question has to do with when you decide to get married. Now that you've found the perfect boyfriend, what are some of the advantages that you see with regard to waiting a little bit later, say around 30 mm-hmm. Or so, to get married? That's a fairly late age mm-hmm. to marry someone. What would you see as advantages for you to wait, females to wait?
Okay, that's a very good question and also very unexpected. Well, as expected as the question I get, the advantage of the female, if they want, they have to wait. Well, actually, I think it's a good thing. I mean that for myself. I do not really want to get married at an early age. I think that maybe I would get married at the age of 28 or 30, and also under the pressure of my present parents, I guess. I think this is a good thing because I want to develop myself fully. After I graduated from the university, I'll be about 22, let's say. And if I get married too early and I do not really have too much space for me to develop myself, I want to work several years and then I want to have some self-achievements. I want to achieve in my job, let's say, and I want to see those achievements. So I think this is a good thing and I don't really mind waiting. Thank you.
Thank you. You, in your first presentation, you said a lot about what the municipal government has done in order to prepare for the 2008 Olympic Games. What can ordinary people, particularly college students, do to prepare for the 2008 Games?
First, thank you for your question. Actually, I have been thinking about this for a long time. What can I do as an individual to help bid for the Olympic Games? I think first is that I think by participating in this kind of speech competition is a kind of help to bid for the 2008 Games. And I just want to express my wish, and I hope that we can successfully bid for the Games, and this is one thing I can do for bidding for the Games. I want to tell my ideas to the audience here, and I want myself to be known. I mean that my ideas to be known. And secondly, yes, this is something I actually did for bidding for the Olympic Games, is that I planted some trees. Well, on the tree planting day, and my family and I, we went to the suburbs of Beijing, and we planted several trees there, and I hope these young trees are still alive now. Yeah, thank you.